So I prepared an intro song for us.
What?
Okay, wait, I want to test to see if the soundboard works. Can you guys hear this?
No.
I think the app's broken.
It's confusing. A constant on Podigis.
It's confusing for me because I can't hear it even if it works. So I'm just like waiting for you guys to respond. But okay, here we go.
This is the Digi Destiny Dingo of Australia.
Oh, I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. Okay, so here's the intro, the fancy intro music I made. Here we go.
It's amazing. I love it.
What the hell?
So I overlaid the opening music for Podigis, Digipodify, and Lost in Translation Mon on top of each other.
Why?
Why not?
So in case that didn't explain what's going on, welcome to something, the Digimon podcast.
Translation Mon.
Odaiba Day special. And yeah, so what was that? Odaiba Day?
Yes.
Odaiba Day crosswalk.
How should we introduce ourselves? Like, should I?
I'm pretty sure your name is Jeff.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay. Yeah, I guess I'll go around and say who's here. Okay, so I'm here, kind of. I'm Jeff, and with me are the other Podigis co-hosts, Ashley.
Woo, me.
And there, Asher.
Did you forget my name?
No. I
call
started
you Andrew. Yeah.
No, I started saying both Andrew and Asher at the same time, and then I was like, wait, what?
Anyway, yes, that's me. I'm Asher.
And Andrew.
Yep.
And we also have hosts from Digipodify, Danielle.
Hello.
And Lost in Translation Mon, May.
Good eye, Mike.
You're the Digi Destiny from Australia or whatever.
A dingo.
Yes. That's how you speak, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we're here to, we thought it would be a cool idea to celebrate August 1st and Odaiba Day by talking about, reflecting on some of our memories of how we got into Digimon and how it's affected us over the years. And to just kind of celebrate this special day. It's the closest thing Digimon has to a, like, coming together once a year, so.
It's a Digimon Christmas.
Yeah.
In July.
In
August.
In July.
Oh, well, it's winter here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And your toilets spin the other way. Or,
yeah.
Australia's weird.
Or we're the weird ones and they're the normal
ones.
Yeah,
it's all high.
No, we're pretty weird.
Yeah, so yeah.
So
how do we get, I'm just thinking, like, how do we get started? Because these are, like, very personal, intimate memories. And, like, how do you just jump into, like...
Yeah, like,
we could
start with, like,
yeah. Wait, let's I think something an important part of framing all this is, like, how old everyone is. I just turned 25. So Digimon premiered when Ashley and I are the same age now, and it premiered when we were in fourth grade. So
I still can't believe I'm almost a whole year older than you.
Gross.
So Ash, yeah. You were...
I'm 25.
But you were still in fourth grade when it premiered.
I mean, I'm in the same grade as you guys.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew that.
I forgot about that. I was in school with him.
Classmate, yeah.
Yeah, for people who aren't aware, I think we talked about this briefly on Podigis, but I don't know how much, and people may be listening who haven't listened to Podigis before. Ash and Ashley went to school together. Ash and Ashley went to college together, and Ashley and I went to high school together. So
yes.
By the transitive property, I should have known that Ash was in the same class as me.
Okay, your memory was wiped or something.
Yeah. I had a dark spore implanted in me that made me forget things. And Andrew, you are 1 year younger, right?
A year and a half. So I'm 23, but I'm turning 24 this month.
Mm-hmm. And so what grade were you in when it premiered?
Basically, I was the same age as TK when it first came out. So yeah, about second grade.
Yeah. Okay. I hope you had... fashion sense.
We
had uniforms.
You had uniforms?
Yeah. We were in private school.
Whoa. Fancy. It's like Japan.
Not really.
No. It's more comfortable.
Is it? Maybe for you.
I no, like it, uniform.
Polo shirts are more comfortable than uniform in Japan.
Hmm.
But they're not as cute.
I have no answer to that. But
No, our uniforms were definitely not cute.
There we go.
They were ugly.
I mean, it was just a polo shirt and a pair of black pants.
Oh, that's
not
boring.
For me, it wasn't.
What?
Yeah.
Asher, you're special.
I am special.
So who should we go to next? Danielle.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm 22 years old. I watched Digimon when I was first 7.
Hmm.
I think I've been in grade 2 or grade 1. Or since, I don't know. Yeah, grade 2 or 1.
Okay, and that was like when it premiered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Oh. Ashley.
3 years younger than us.
I would have still been in college
with you guys. But that's why when I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, I remember liking this, but I don't remember what happened because it was forever ago.
Yeah,
I can't even remember what I watched when I was in like first or second grade.
Yeah.
I have no idea. And May?
I remember it very clearly.
I am 22. I think it premiered when I was year 1, I think, or year 2.
So in the U.S. we call it first and second grade. In Canada, they call it grade 1, grade 2. And in Australia, they call it year 1, year 2?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And we also have a year before year 1 that's like sort of like year 0, but we call it prep.
And we call it kindergarten.
Yeah. And it's like, it's in the same school. And it's like, and it's when you're like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten for us.
Yeah, it's same, basically the same thing as kindergarten. Unless you're watching Steven Universe, in which kindergarten is very different.
What do you mean? It's equally as lovely.
what's the age difference between the Adventure Kids and the 0-2 Kids?
Well, it depends on whether you're watching the dub or the sub.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you're the one who has the special age chart.
That chart is like...
I mean, the 0-2 kids are the same age as TK and Kari.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Mm.
And I forget the age difference for them.
11 or 12, I think, depending on like 3 or 4 years that passed.
Is it Yoli the oldest or...
Yes, Yoli is a year older. And Cody is the same age difference between him and the 02 kids. So it's between TK and Kari and the 01 kids.
So it's kind of like we're like adventure generation and then 02 generation, but
you're saying we suck.
Oh.
Whoa.
Like that.
02 is my favorite season.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah, Astro loves 02.
I love 02.
Just Astro though.
Wow.
I like it too. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
A glowing recommendation from Andrew.
My favorite season says that 02 and 0 and Adventure don't exist, so.
Well, they're doing a TV show in Times.
Oh, yeah.
In the dub.
Yeah. But it's weird that, like, I mean, at our age, it's like 3 years, like, psh, whatever. It doesn't really matter. And then as, like I think of the Adventure and 02 kids as, like, age, like, so widely apart. It's kind of weird to look back and be like, that age difference really doesn't matter once you're older. But
well, when you're in high school, and for example, if you're in grade 12 and dating grade 9, you're like, what? That's you can't do that.
Yeah,
so
that too.
It's what was it? You're a freshman, so it's like the same thing. When you're younger, age seems much more important.
Yeah. Like if Kari dated Matt. Oh God, no.
Oh God.
No.
I think I've seen that in the Digimon tag on Tumblr.
Probably.
All those people are wrong.
It's probably every combination.
I've seen TK and Sora.
That kind of has a weird, like, because Sora kind of like acts motherly to him in season 1. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Also, Sora like Matt.
That's
no good.
No.
2 for the price of 1.
Hello.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Yeah, so okay, so now we know like how old we were at the time. Did most people just find it like turning on TV and then just like, what's this Digimon thing? That's how I think I found it.
I found it because everyone had the Digimon V-Pets, and I was like, oh, what's that? And no one knew that it was Digimon. We just had them, and we didn't know the names for them. So that's how I got into it. I didn't even know what Digimon was until, like, I turned on the TV one day, and I made the connection.
Oh, cool, because I think in the U.S., or at least where I was from the U.S., like, no one had the Digimon toys. There were Tamagotchis, but I think that was the only V-Pet that really caught on.
We
had the Digimon pets.
Yeah, they didn't catch on at all.
Yeah, but we had them.
Yeah, I think they were available, but, like, did, like, anyone else at your school have them?
Like, I didn't want to find
them. I think I bought one for a friend so that I would have a friend to play with.
Classic really? Move.
Yeah. I think, you remember Joe Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cartoon character's name, Ash. That's not a real person.
That is his real name.
That's like a filler name.
It was his real name. Must have been fourth grade. Yeah.
Well, from what I remember, a lot of the kids when Digimon first aired, they mostly had the Digivices rather than the V-Pets.
Yeah, that's what I ended up getting him, not the V-Pet.
And I was jealous because they got the later colors.
I don't know. I just turned on the TV, Jeffrey. I'm with you.
Yeah, maybe it was just like our, like, Pennsylvania was not, I don't know.
Pennsylvania sucks.
Andrew, yes? We just turned on the TV, didn't we?
Actually, no. You actually knew about it somehow.
I did? Like, see, I don't, this is why it's good for me to have a brother, because I don't remember any of this.
The thing is, you told me to watch it with you because someone probably at your school told you about it, and it was the second episode.
I have no memory of
this. Oh, yeah, first episode I saw was the second episode, too.
And actually, the first time I ever saw the first episode was later on in a Dunkin' Donuts, which happened to have a TV.
Yes!
America.
Who could have told?
I just turned on the TV, and then I saw Digimon, and I thought, hey, it's like Pokemon. I'll watch.
I think that was most of our reasoning once we actually, like, turned it on and saw it. It was like, oh, this looks familiar.
Yep.
I've actually, like, my first memory that I can think of is seeing a commercial for it, and I'm confused what kind of commercial this must have been, because I remember not knowing how to pronounce it. Like, it must have been, like, at the ending credits of a different show that it would, like, just say, like, watch the show and didn't have any voice to it. Because, like, I remember talking to people at school about Digimon.
Digimon.
Like, I thought it was about digging things, and...
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jewel of Power.
Yeah.
A newspaper comic called Shortcuts, whenever they had a comic about digging, and this is, like, an educational comic of sorts, they would have, like, this character who sponsors each comic, and then for the digging one, they had Digimon, and it was Takato with a beard.
Weird. but yeah, I mean, I guess at least in my school I had a couple friends who were into Digimon, but, like, by and large, like, no one in school talked about Digimon. Like, people were, I think in fourth grade people still kind of talked about Pokemon, and it was, like, okay to talk about Pokemon. But then we went from like an elementary school to a middle school between fourth and fifth grade, and then in fifth grade it was like, you cannot talk about Pokemon, you would be ostracized if you talked about Pokemon. And, like, Digimon was always much less popular. So you talk to Digimon and people would just be like, what are you even talking about? How was it for everyone else? Was it, like, popular when you got into it?
Yeah, the pets were, everyone had the pets, and they all had version one. So everyone said that mine was a fake because I had a version two. And yeah, they thought that it was a fake because I could get all these different ones. And everyone said, but that's not Devimon. That's a fake. You've got a fake. I'm like, oh, okay. But actually, I think it was called Darkmon for some reason in the V-Pet. Because I thought Devimon was too scary.
Yeah, that was...
No, Darkmon is the original name.
In America.
Isn't it? In America it is, yeah.
Weird. That reminds me, though, of, like, this rumor going around. I guess it was in fourth grade when people were still playing Red and Blue Pokemon. And there was this rumor that in Cerulean Cave, that's where Mewtwo is, right? Cerulean Cave. That, like, there's this, like, body of water, and if you apparently if you surfed, but, like, found this, like, just kept going left, you would, like, go through a thing, and then you'd be in a new area where you could catch all Digimon. You could catch any Digimon you wanted. And I remember
Digimon?
Yeah, this was the rumor. This was the, like, the playground rumor.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember it was like, it must have been right when Digimon started, because I was like, I want Andromon. I totally want Andromon. That's the one I want. And like, so it must have been like, you know, like five episodes into season one, and that's the only thing I cared about. It's just so children's minds.
How did that
minds.
Work out for you?
I don't know. I mean, there was also a rumor going around about, that one was just like, I don't think I really tried that much, because it's like you swim, you surf left, and you're like, there's nothing here. Okay, I give up. But there was another rumor. I think the best playground rumors like that worked out, that like spread the best, were ones that like were actually difficult to achieve. People would try anyway and like be like, if you don't know that you're failing and you think that you can just keep trying. So there was this one about Super Mario 64 that like you could get, I forget what it was. I think you could get Yoshi right from the beginning if you just climbed, like you start off in a little patch with like hills behind you. And the rumor was if you just climb those hills, you could get to Yoshi right from the beginning. And that was also like confusing, because it was kind of true that like at the end of the game you could get Yoshi if you collect all the stars. So like Yoshi was in there, but like climbing the hills was not possible, but you could keep trying it forever and ever. So like people would say you could do it and then be like, oh yeah, I totally did it, and like lie. And yeah, playgrounds.
Actually, that is possible with what? The right skills.
Climbing the hills? Jumping.
Yeah.
To get to Yoshi? Wait,
it's just the same place. Yoshi's on the top of the castle, and you can use the hills to jump off or something. Really? I remember watching a video a few months ago.
What?
Mind blown.
Well, see, so that's interesting though, because like the rumor that I heard, like once it was whispered on Elaine several times, was that like not that you would use the hills to get to the top of the castle, just that like you'd go like behind you to like random hills. So I could see how like there was some grain of truth there that just slowly morphed to completely different things.
So maybe you really can catch Digimon if you just surf left forever.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I think there was something like that, that Final Fantasy IX, I heard that last year, like, so Final Fantasy IX came out, I think, in 1999. And so 14 years later, 15 years later, they, like, someone just discovered some new secret to the game. That, like,
you have
to
quest?
Yeah, a quest. You have to, like, talk to someone seven times or something and, like, do something in between each one.
It's basically you talk to this... You go to this specific place at various points during the game, and it triggers these events.
Right, but like people didn't realize that like there was some conclusion to them, right? If you kept doing it.
I think you get an item.
Ooh, so important. Yes. So maybe if you just keep surfing left in Cerulean Cave for like 50 hours, maybe you can get Digimon.
Yeah.
If your battery lasts that long.
No, you just get the shotgun rock and plug it in.
The what?
Didn't you guys have the shotgun rock?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so it was like this thing that you put on the original Game Boy Color, and it sort of, you took the back of the battery case off and you plopped it in there. And
I think
then,
I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you like plug it, you can plug it in and you charge it.
Oh.
And then like it vibrates.
I think we called it something else. Wasn't it the Rumble Pack?
Yes.
The Rumble Pack with three. The Rumble Pack was something else.
Like, I think this was specific for the Game Boy. Like, Rumble Pack, I think, started with the N64.
Well, all you needed was an AC cable.
For the Game Boy Color, though? That was before.
I'm pretty sure.
That was like...
I think it was called the Shotgun Rock.
Yeah, I found a Shotgun Rock on Amazon.
It's like purple with like a yellow doohickey that like grips on.
Hmm. My favorite Game Boy accessory was a memory card that I used to... I would take Pokemon Red save data, save it on the memory card, load it in Pokemon Yellow, and use it to catch Pokemon that it weren't supposed to be. Like, get Pokemon Red, load them in Yellow to catch the Yellow Pokemon, and then back to Red. And it totally messed up the game, but it kind of worked.
It kind of maybe sort of worked.
I think we keep drifting to Pokemon, because we have Ash.
Welcome to Pokemon Day.
We have Ash, and then Ashley is apparently a disguise that Ash goes by in one episode.
Yes!
We have May, who is, I forget which season, but is a protagonist of Pokemon.
It's
and
the Hoenn one, I think.
Yeah, and
basically all the advanced stuff.
I looked up Jeff is some random dad in the anime.
And then if you shorten my name, I'm Drew.
Drew is like May's antagonist or something?
Rival,
right.
Pokemon coordinators.
What was Danielle? Danielle is like a trainer?
I think she's a gym leader, isn't she?
No, she's just random Pokemon trainers in the Pokemon games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, so many coincidences. And then I was like, you know, this has been going on for 20 years. Like, they're bound to use every name.
Every name in the book.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so we got on Wild Diversion. What were we talking about? Oh, like if it was
popular.
Yeah, like if Digimon was popular in your school and stuff.
In my school, I don't remember anything. I remember, though, that the channel that we watched Digimon on, there was like all different anime that kids would watch, even though they weren't supposed to. Like there was, well, not that they were weren't supposed to, but there was Sailor Moon, there was Dragon Ball Z, there was a whole bunch of different things that the channel is called YTV and it's kind of like Nickelodeon.
I knew you were going to say that.
But yeah, we weren't, like, parents were like, yeah, this is okay, this is for kids, but it kind of wasn't. Yeah.
That's the best part about animation in America, is that parents are like, oh, it's just a cartoon, it's for children. Yeah,
totally. It sells toys.
Yeah.
You can just show any kids anything as long as it's cartoons.
Yes, exactly.
And sells toys, right?
Yeah.
Especially then.
I mean, I think as a kid, I was just like, I gravitated towards anything that was cartoons. Like, I think a couple of years ago, Ashley and I rewatched Space Jam. And when I was talking to my dad about it, and like, I don't know why I liked it as a kid, because like, I never liked sports. I had no interest in basketball whatsoever. And
do you know that they're making a new one?
Yeah,
it's heard a rumor. About the... There's nothing confirmed yet.
I'm like 78% sure they're going to do it.
Probably.
It's probably going to be terrible. Not that the first movie wasn't terrible, but
the sight's still up.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, the sight.
The sight. Talking about the Monstars were the best basketball players ever.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was attracted to this just because it was cartoons. Like I had no interest in basketball, but I was like cartoons. Apparently, my dad says I was like cartoons, must watch cartoons.
Yep, it's still up.
Oh yeah. So. Yes. Space Jam. Oh, it's hard to get. It's warnerbrothers.com/archive/space-jam/movies/jam.htm.
Or you can just type in Space Jam website in Google.
That's true. It's not the worst 90s website I've seen, actually.
There's still 90s websites up other than Space Jam.
Okay, it's not what I remember compared to what I remember them being.
I remember them being slow.
All the websites have still gone. It's like websites haven't gotten much faster because, you know, the more bandwidth we have, the more images and stuff people put in. So websites are still slow. It's a shame. Has anyone else snuck on about how popular any other stories?
I don't think it was that popular at my school.
In whatever grade.
Oh, was that Ashley?
I said if only you had known me in whatever grade.
Oh, you mean because like I didn't know anyone else who...
Yeah.
Well, it's weird for me because like I had friends, like I had like three really close friends who like were all into it too, but no one in school. Like it wasn't a thing you could talk about at school. It was like a private thing.
Okay. I don't remember it being like that, but sure.
Yeah, I only really remember talking about it with Andrew. School was still Pokemon.
Mm. I remember getting the magazine with a friend, Beckett, Digimon collector.
I think I remember that friend.
What?
Wasn't
to...
he really, like, mean?
John?
Am I thinking of a different friend? A lot of your friends are mean.
You're mean, Asher.
I'm not as mean as his friends.
Okay.
I don't remember what my friends from third and fourth grade were like and how mean or not they were.
My friends were definitely mean.
Well, yeah.
I don't think I had friends.
Aww.
What? It's okay, you had Digimon.
Yeah,
I know, and that's what matters. I had an OC Digimon called Photocopyamon because I was writing fanfics and I was just using the pictures from the clip art because I didn't have the internet.
Clip art. Oh, man, clip art.
So it was like there was one of a photocopier and I called it Photocopyamon. It had the powers of like cloning Digimon and making them photocopies.
That's amazing.
At least you got some naming right.
I guess Datamon would love to have Photocopyamon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Transitions.
Davis, I'm your friend. Wait, no.
Appropriate use of Davis, I'm your friend.
Nice friend you got there, Davis.
Okay, you want to... My one very distinct memory... Well, it's not my one very distinct memory, but I have the, like, D2 or whatever. And it made me healthier because I would just go D3? Outside... Whatever, D3.
D3 from season 2. I could see where you're confused.
Right. I was confused. Anyway. Yeah, and I would just go outside and, like, play basketball by myself because I wanted to get, like, the steps. So Digimon made me... healthier. It's the equation.
It just gave me RSI because I was just shaking it.
Oh, yeah.
No. I was like, I can't deal with this. So I just played basketball and ran around. And then any time it like beeped at me, I would just stop.
I totally forgot. Like, I never was really into the... I never had Digimon VPet, but I had the Digimon... I eventually got the Digivice from Tamers. But it was so hard to get. Oh my god, it was like...
Oh, you would have had the American one. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I can't find it, though.
Can I tell you guys a story about mine?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, basically, I had the... Was it D-Power? And had it since I was 8 years old. And then I met Adam. That's my co-host, guys, in case you guys don't know. And we were like, oh my gosh, we like Digimon. Let's... This was in grade 6 or something. Let's get our Digivices. And so we brought it to school one day. Decided to leave it on my desk to go to the bathroom. That was a bad idea. Because when I came back, it was gone.
Oh, no.
And then so I... Before I was going to bring to school, I told my mom. And she was like, do not bring to school. And of course I didn't listen because why would I? So I came home. Crying, like, oh my gosh, my D-Power is gone. And my mom said, okay, I told you not to bring it to school, but I'll buy you another one. And of course, it's like years after Digimon was on the air, or season 3 at least. So we had to like surf the internet and we found it on Toys for Joyce.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. What is this, like a notorious website?
It's actually like, down.
Yeah.
I think there's still a store in Hawaii.
Yeah. It's this website that operates from, like, the store in Hawaii, and they sell, like, digivices and stuff. So I ordered it, and it didn't come for, like, 2 months. So I was confused that it wasn't going to come. And then when it did arrive, it turned out to be the, not the American version.
But, European?
Yeah, the European version. And because it was different from the American version, I thought it was fake. So, like, it came with this... blue card, but at the back was like a Renamon, so it was like the cheap like cardboard thing, and I got so upset. I'm like, oh, this is stupid. I like ripped it and I like threw the Digivice in the back somewhere. And then like years later I decided, hey, let me research this, and I realized it was the European version, and I still have the Digivice and it's not broken, but the card is like long gone.
I was afraid you were gonna say that you like when you thought it was a fake, you like threw it in water or something.
Oh, like... no. It was still $100.
Actually, one of the blue cards we had went through the wash.
Were they, like, special cards?
Yeah.
It was the main one, so they were plastic, kind of, right?
Yeah, it still got ruined.
The wash is the terror of all things, such as that.
Every time I go to my parents' house, I always search for my D-Power, and I just, like... I've searched like every nook and cranny. I still can't find it. I don't know where it could have gone.
You know what? I feel like I should go to your house and look for it and be like, hey, Jeffrey, look, I found it in like 20 minutes.
They're going to say like 2 seconds.
It must
No, no. It must your house is very cluttered. I need some time to.
Well, I don't need to look for mine because they're right in front of me.
And I don't need to look for mine because it's in a cupboard with my other ones.
Yeah. The only problem is it's under like Beyblades.
Did you guys ever play with the Digimon card game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Which one?
No, I'm just asking general because I never understood how that worked.
Oh. Which card game are we talking about?
There were several generations of it, right? They were completely different.
There were at least two. Digibattle.
There was Digibattle?
Yeah.
Which was the first one. The collectible card game, which came out in like 2005, I guess? Or was that... Yeah, that's definitely 2005. And then the most recent one, based on Digimon Fusion, lasted one set.
Yeah. There was the Detector one, wasn't there, that had all the digits?
I never played that one. I only got them for the Detector.
Yeah, me too, like for the digits. And then I found like a full list that had all the codes on it.
Or you just kept pressing the search function, and eventually you'll get all the Digimon.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, the Digimon card game never really had any steam in my school or anything. Like, Pokemon card game people were into, but...
I think
people at my school did play it, but not as big as Pokemon.
I honestly just don't remember anybody playing these games. Like, we all had the cards. Nobody played them.
Andrew and I played, because that's the thing about having a brother. It's like, you have an instant partner for anything you want to do, and if it's a younger brother, you can just beat them at anything.
I think we played once.
The Digimon card game, we definitely played more than once. Because always beat you at it. Yes, because I won.
Well, the thing is, anyone could beat me at any card game with no effort.
This is not true.
Yes, it is.
You beat me at Yu-Gi-Oh! Unless I started bullying you.
I don't think I've ever played Yu-Gi-Oh! With you.
It happened once. I might have left the game because you were winning.
You know what, Andrew? You probably played once, and then you were sent to the Shadow Realm, and that's why you don't remember it.
Did anyone else think that the theme song they were saying, Digimon Garlic Champions?
What?
No.
Wait, what does that actually say? Digimon Digital Champions?
Digimon are the champions.
Oh, huh.
I grew up thinking it said garlic, and I thought this made no sense, but I'll just go.
That would make a better opening. Add more flavor, literally.
Adds more flavor to Burgermon.
Oh, don't talk about eating Burgermon.
Can I finally crack Digitamamon or whatever million egg jokes he has?
And put them on the Burgermon and eat them?
Yeah, just...
Is Vegemon in there as well?
Yeah. What vegetable is Vegemon? Wait a second here.
A scary one.
What about Jagamon?
Jagamon?
They were in season 3 once. They crushed Meramon, I think.
Google.
They look like sheep.
Oh, the rock sheep.
They're potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, potatoes, I like that one. Potato-like appearance.
They're potatoes, not rocks.
Yeah.
In Cross Wars, he gets angry because he doesn't like people eating potato chips or something.
Is that in the dub or Japanese?
It's the Japanese one.
Okay. That sounds like a dub thing. It sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not that I've seen the Fusion dub. I don't know.
I've only seen the first season, and then I don't really have cable anymore, so yeah.
Hmm. I've only seen the first season of Fusion Fighters because that's all that's aired. That's all that has aired in Australia.
Hmm. Yeah, and I never really... I don't know, because I watched Cross Wars subbed, and then I was like, it was an okay season, but do I really want to watch it dubbed? I don't know. And then I eventually decided not to, because if I may as well just rewatch it subbed.
Yeah.
But then I feel bad because I'm like, I kind of want to know what the dub is like.
It's a mess sometimes.
It's a lot like the first season of Digimon dubbed, because it's kind of like random silly jokes that they just pull out of nowhere.
Hmm.
My problem is they just kept making mistakes in the dubbing, like Kabu Tierimon.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like they pronounce it like that?
No, it happened in the ending segment where they would name the Digimon and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing online, what was it? Was it Patamon they misspelled? No.
Oh, I remember this.
That's like Piatamon or something?
I don't
know. Doesn't make sense, though, because that's really easy to spell in both English and Japanese. So I don't even know how that happens.
I don't know. They just kept making really, really dumb mistakes.
Hmm. Okay, so I have a story about Digimon and how it kind of affected my life. And, yeah. So I mentioned before that, like, in fourth grade, I had, like, a couple of close friends who were really into Digimon, and then no one at school talked about it. And then in fifth grade, so it was in the middle of season 2, one of those friends and I found a website, a Digimon forum MMO, or not MMO, Digimon forum RPG. Have you guys ever heard about these kind of things?
Yes.
Because, like, do they exist now?
Forum RPGs? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if as many are Digimon themed anymore, but sure.
Well, so this wasn't like role playing. It was like an actual like game to it, and like you would have a team.
There are a lot of Pokemon ones, yeah.
Okay. Because I basically was deeply into this Digimon one for several years, and then never really... Well, I'll get into why I didn't really... It really kind of... I had these close friends, and then as I got more and more into this forum game, I like stopped caring about like hanging out with him, and just like eventually it was really weird because two of the friends I kind of like there was like drama between our families and like I was not allowed to see them. But the third friend, like we've been close since like we were five, and we didn't go to school together, but we went to Sunday school together. So we still saw each other once a week, and somehow we like stopped hanging out, still saw each other once a week, but like grew into not being friends. I don't even understand how that happens. Cause like I still saw him until like 10th grade once a week and just like grew apart from him. Cause we didn't have something to talk about. I don't know. It's weird.
It's so sad.
It is kind of sad, but like, I don't know. Like, at the time, I didn't think it was sad because I was like, I just enjoyed playing this forum RPG and just like talking with these people online and doing all this stuff. But it kind of like took over my life, and like I would spend like most of my free time doing it. And at the time, I didn't really think that like not hanging out with people was bad until later when I was like, I don't know if I really should spend my time on this thing. And yeah. So then by like sixth grade, I didn't really hang out with like anyone outside of school. Or like people talk to during school. And I was kind of like, this kind of sucks, actually. And then we went on a field trip. Ashley, do you remember the field trip? The peak trip?
Of course I remember the peak trip.
Anyway, it was like this, I don't even know how long it was. Probably only like 2 days or 3 days. But it was like this big deal in our school.
It was like a weekend.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Like you'd go and basically like camp for the weekend. But I don't know why we did it. I guess there was like survival techniques we were supposed to learn.
Because it was awesome. Yeah, I don't know.
And like, I remember we like, as part of that, like people would just play cards. And I was like, this is so fun. You're like talking with real people in real life. This is cool. I should stop playing the Digimon RPG. And yeah, and then it really wasn't, it was kind of Yu-Gi-Oh! That got me back into like having friends in real life at school. Because people would play Yu-Gi-Oh! And I'd be like, I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And yeah, but so now this is coming out to be like a sad story with Digimon. But
so you're saying Digimon ruined your life?
Yeah, Digimon ruined your life. Yeah.
But no. So what's weird about that is that, okay, I'm gonna bring it back around. So in sixth grade, when I was in the Digimon RPG, there was I could not talk about the school. Like I was so ashamed to admit that I was on this Digimon RPG thing. Like I thought as a sixth grader, I was way too cool for this. And and there was this guy who ran the forum. I think he was in 11th grade. I remember thinking, like, how is this guy, like, he's in 11th grade? And he would say, like, he'd talk to his friends, like, he talked to people at school. Like, he would just, like, sign onto a computer at school and, like, be on the Digimon RPG and, like, yeah, people know about it. Cool, we're cool with it. And I was like, how? How? You're in 11th? You're in high school? And you just, like, freely talk about Digimon? Like, this is crazy. Like, I was so jealous of him. And I was like, oh, this guy's so cool. And yeah, I never really wanted to admit that I was on this thing. But then when Yu-Gi-Oh came along, it was like, well, it was cool to talk about it. And, like, so I never really had to address that problem. But then ironically in 11th grade, it became kind of like, I think there was like this period between when we were in like 6th to 10th or 11th grade where it was like, oh, Pokemon's dumb. But then it was like, people started getting nostalgia and like, actually these games aren't so bad. And like people started playing Pokemon again and be like, yeah, I'm playing Pokemon. Like kind of ironically, kind of not ironically. And I started watching Digimon with a friend. We weren't really like watching together, but we would like watch on our own schedules and talk about it online. And then I was like, I started liking it again, being like, yeah, I talk about Digimon and I'm in 11th or 12th grade, like it doesn't really matter. It's also how I remember that was one of the first things that Ashley and I talked about in 11th grade before we started dating was about Digimon. And we knew each other since 7th grade, so it wasn't like that's how we met, but I remember we were talking about
what did we say?
Well, we were talking about the movie that came out, the X Evolution movie came out right around then.
Oh, I was pretty into that X Evolution movie coming out.
And I think the reason I started watching Digimon then was because like Savers that just came out, and I was like, there's a new season, like let me check it out. And it was like a little bit more adult, but not quite adult, but still like, you know, more like other animation style, the other anime styles. So I was like, this is like less kiddie, like I can get back into this. And then I started watching everything too because of that. But anyway, it circled back around to being like, eventually I was like, it's not lame. I can like talk about it with other people and, you know, it's something I like, so it's cool. And it's not, I don't have to be self-conscious about it. And then I met other people who like it. And yeah. So I don't know. I do feel kind of ambivalent when I look back at some degree, because I'm like, well, I did lose a lot of friends because of it. But also like I was happy at the time. And then, so that's how Digimon affected my life. Yeah.
I spent time on a Digimon forum, but I remember mostly being on it during the summer when I was trapped in the middle of nowhere, Virginia. So there was nobody to hang out with anyway. just talk to people online about Digimon instead.
Yeah.
That was fine.
I did a lot of, when Frontier was on, I did a lot of, well, not on in America, but on.
Wait, on in Japan?
Or maybe it was on in America.
Yeah, I think they coincided. I think it was still...
Wait, like, how what year would this have been, Ash?
I don't remember.
Because that would have been like 2002, 2003.
That sounds right. I did a lot of Digimon role-playing, but not on forums.
Aster, has your life changed at all in the past ever?
No, actually. I've been role-playing for a very long time. Actually, that's it's what true. Started it. That's what started it. That was my first foray.
Oh.
And that's like a really important part of my life, so...
Yeah, like, remember...
Good job, Digimon.
Avid Good job, Games, Ash.
I do remember Avid Games. Avid Gamer. Yes.
Yes.
Was that a forum?
They were sort of like forums. I mean, technically, yes, they were forums, but they're different from, like, the forums that survive today. They all crashed a long time ago. But, yeah, no, I had a good time. Making up characters to, you know, pair up with Digimon Frontier characters that existed. I did some fan art back then and fan fiction.
Ship to Kuya and what's his face?
No.
No.
I was so into Koji and Izumi was my OTP.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm still. Digimon is one of like few fandoms that I get really passionate about the ships. Actually,
that's 100% true.
I'm still so mad.
Well, that's because it's so bad at doing them. Right? Like
it's so bad.
Like it sets them up perfectly and then just
and then down goes with something else. Yeah. Although I will say that the dynamic between Takuya and Koji is pretty good.
Oh yeah.
But Takuya and Izumi just like why? Why would you do that?
Because main character and girl.
Yeah.
Well, there's one girl, so I guess I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, that's what you get when you only add one girl.
And Ofanimon.
Okay, well, I don't want anybody shipping children with Ofanimon.
Yeah.
I ship Koichi with the stairs.
That's rude! Wow!
With the what? The stairs?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's been too long since I've seen Frontier. I can't remember what that's referring to.
Well, then we're not going
to
say anything because should just watch it again and find out for yourself.
So instead of her falling for him, he fell for her.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I have no idea what this is referring to. I thought I remember, in my mind, I'm like, I remember most of the things about Frontier, but apparently I don't.
It's a pretty big deal, too.
Okay, yeah. I searched for Koichi stairs, and it's all real people. Who are these real people and real stairs? This is stupid.
Do you need his last name, Jeff?
No, I just need Digimon.
Yeah.
This does not help, though.
Are you spelling his name right?
Koichi. Okay. Oh, is it Koichi?
Yeah.
What?
Jeff, I always thought it was Koichi.
Koichi Falls. This isn't like a recurring thing in the show, it's just one moment that's really...
Well, it kind
it's
of...
Important.
It's very important.
Oh. Okay, it hasn't started playing yet, but I think yeah. I remember now.
It's kind of how he gets to the digital world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he lost in a forest and then he falls down some stairs? That's all I remember.
Not a forest.
Never gonna get over this forest.
A Tokyo forest.
See, I don't remember the forest part of it. I need to rewatch it.
Only thing I remember the forest part is the that dream eating Digimon, Tapirmon.
Oh, Tapirmon.
Yeah.
Or Bakumon.
Or Bakumon?
That's the Japanese name. Because the Baku are spirits that eat dreams and nightmares or something.
In one of the CD dramas, TK calls him Bakumon, as in Idiotmon, because he doesn't know what a Bakumon is, and he just says, what? Bakumon?
So cute.
And that's all that's the only bit of Japanese I could actually get out of the CD drama when I listened to it.
Good trying, though.
Does he have soup?
Oh, yeah.
Soup? What?
Even more noodle.
Oh, yeah. I should try listening. I should try watching Digimon in Japanese again, because when I did it, I had no idea what I was watching. I had plenty of idea what I was watching. I had no idea what they were saying, because my Japanese was not good enough. Still not good enough. But
you're working on it.
Yeah, very slowly. Yeah. Any more stories?
Once I was on holiday and I got lost from my parents and I started crying, and then Gabumon evolved into Angemon on my V-Pet. It stopped me crying because I was like, Digimon are real. Digimon are coming to save me.
That's so cute. Wow.
Because I was about, I think I was about TK's age, and at this point I actually had watched the series.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of like, oh my gosh, I'm TK.
Does, once you watch the series though, like, doesn't it get, like, I would imagine I'd be frustrated because he'd be like, Gabumon doesn't digivolve into Angemon? This is wrong. Yeah, but
I was already used to, like, it evolving into that because I was, had it before, and I was like, oh man, Nidoran evolves into this thing with a hat. Because I sort of knew Pokemon, but I hadn't seen the show yet, and it just looked like Nidoran to me.
It does.
Yeah, the sprite does. It looks like it's like Nidoqueen or something standing up.
Betamon even looks more like Nidoran.
I'm surprised they were able to, like, with those tiny sprites, you know, actually design Digimon. But I guess they didn't look that distinct. Yeah. Are we all looking at sprites?
Yep.
Actually, never mind. Betamon does not look like a Nidoran.
Elecmon kind of does in the
maybe that's what I was thinking of, because I think Elecmon was in the I'm so confused. Oh wait, yeah, it was Betamon in the first one.
Yeah,
I have lots of memories of Digimon while traveling, because I don't know, when I was, my mom's a travel agent, so like when I was young we would travel a lot, and I'd always just be like, I want to just watch Digimon now. And yeah, when I was on that RPG for, when I was like obsessed with it, I went on a cruise for a week, and oh my god, just like not having internet for 7 days was like torturous for me. I was like, how am I gonna, like, oh my god, I'm gonna go back and like the whole forum's gonna change, and like, how can I even, I was a little addicted.
Did you guys all go through a period where like Digimon wasn't cool anymore?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh totally, yeah.
But I still liked it, and I was kind of hiding it from everyone. Like I'd be watching it, and then like someone would walk into my room and I'd like minimize it, and they'd say, what were you watching? And I said, oh, nothing.
Was that like family or?
Yeah, like my mom would walk in and say, mm-hmm. What were you watching? And I was like, nothing, but I was just watching Digimon.
Yeah, I find it weird that there's like shame from like family members. Like my dad used to make fun of me for liking Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And I like felt shame about it, which is kind of weird.
They just expect like everyone to grow up.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever had that here. Like, it wasn't so much, Pokemon sucks now or Digimon sucks now, but like, if you were on the new thing, then you weren't as cool, but it wasn't like the old thing sucks.
Hmm.
That makes any sense. Like, when Yu-Gi-Oh! Came out, it's like, okay, it's all about Yu-Gi-Oh! And you can like Digimon and Pokemon, but, you know, if you don't have these cards, you're not as cool.
I don't remember any of this hierarchy stuff. I just, like, moved from one interest to the next. Like, some parts, like, some seasons of Digimon just didn't hold my interest as much.
Hmm.
I guess I was never worried about being cool or anything, because I knew I wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't matter, because I had a little pool of nerdy friends, so...
Well, Ash, you just mostly read books.
That's true.
I think you just stopped watching TV at one point.
I did, actually. I didn't care what was on TV anymore.
What?
I don't watch TV now.
What?
Jeff, how long have you known me?
You know Digimon's a TV show, right?
Yeah, and I watch it on my computer with you guys.
Oh, yeah, I mean, okay. But you watch TV shows on your computer, right?
Very rarely.
Watch Steven Universe, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I haven't in a while. Like, what I'll do is I'll, like, okay, this thing, everyone is talking about it, so I need to know what it is and to see if I'll like it, because they're all like, oh, this part and this is so good, and then I'm like, okay, I'm curious now. But then I'll just, like, marathon it. It doesn't feel like watching TV in the same way. Like, I don't wait for anything to come out, because I just don't have time for that. I don't have the investment. I can't wait every week.
for me as a kid, I think there was much more like effect that the age demographic would have. Because it wasn't so much like Digimon wasn't cool anymore and Pokemon wasn't cool. Like, they were old things. It was just like, those are meant for younger kids. And like, as a seventh grader, like, you should not watch things made for fourth graders. Like, that's like, oh my God, you're such a baby, you know? And like, it's really kind of weird to look back on, because it's like, now kind of like, I don't care what the target demographic is. Like, there's still good things in it. Was it?
Did you really, though? Because I mean, like, I watched PBS shows until I was like 16, because I didn't have cable.
Oh, I still watch shows meant for preschoolers sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I totally did. And then now I'd have no qualm about it, but like, I did and didn't want to talk about it. Like, okay, there was a period where after I quit the Digimon RPG, I went back in seventh grade, just like see how it was going. And I was like, maybe I'll join this again. I remember thinking like, okay, this Digimon RPG is cool because it's like a game, but like the show is childish and like I don't watch the show. And so I was like ashamed to admit on the Digimon RPG that I watched the show for the thing that I was on the RPG for. Like, but I did. I kept watching it. And like, what's weird is that, like, that was Frontier. Like, Frontier was going on while Yu-Gi-Oh was popular. And like, I had friends who played Yu-Gi-Oh, and like, it wasn't popular by any means, but like, I had a group of friends and like, it was really fun. We played Yu-Gi-Oh all the time, but like, I never admit that I watched Digimon. Like, you know, it was a childish thing, and I enjoyed Frontier, but I was like, nope, secret life.
Yu-Gi-Oh pretends to be edgier than Digimon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, wait, Andrew brought up a point before, which I wasn't sure how it did, like, for May and Danielle, like, if you guys had been to Japan, but I think Andrew might be the only one here who's actually been to Odaiba.
Briefly.
I've been to Japan, but just not to Odaiba.
I actually guessed that, because I was like, well, Australia, you probably just, it's right next to it. So
yeah, I went with my parents, and then I went with my school.
Oh, twice.
Yeah,
I went with my school. Well, a group. It was basically a class for like 3 weeks, and my professor was actually from Japan, so this was basically an excuse to go back. But
yeah, we had the same sort of thing.
He never heard of Odaiba before this trip.
Oh, really?
So it's a fairly recent thing in Japan, because I mean, it's an artificial island.
Yeah, and I think it like has become a popular shopping district recently, but
it's very popular, and it makes it even more popular just because the Gundam statue is there. Yeah. And that's actually what we went to Odaiba for.
Oh, to see the statue.
Yeah, I was the only one who cared.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, and I guess it's still like 5 years away, but the 2020 Olympics are going to be in Odaiba, so
it'll just be lots of coverage. Tokyo in general.
Yeah, so it's going to be Tokyo, but like a lot of the, I think a couple of the state, like the place that Myotismon holds his like prisoners captive, whatever, is going to be the like
the international
Yeah, that convention center is going to be like the international broadcast center for the Olympics. So
cool.
It'll be cool to see like that. Like, I don't know if they're actually going to show the building that much, but I'm like, that's a really recognizable building. So,
God. Digimon's going to be 21 in 2020.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just think about our ages.
Almost graduate college.
Digimon can get drunk.
Yeah, America. Digimon can get drunk in America.
Oh, you guys are so behind.
I graduated when I was 21.
Yeah, I did too.
What?
Yeah.
Although I like turned 22 like a couple months later. So just barely. Yeah, Digimemories.
Aren't they a thing in Digimon Cross Wars?
Yeah.
What about the summer memory?
Hey, do I have a clip? Do I have a clip?
Need to go to the summer memory.
Mama me.
What?
We figured out he's saying Mom, Amy.
I was so disappointed when that wasn't...
See, I thought he said Amy, and then I heard your explanation, and I'm like, oh, I'm stupid. He said Mama me. And then...
No, you shouldn't listen to us. Nobody should listen.
I thought he was just saying mummy.
Yeah. It sucks. Either way.
I'm talking about Wallace, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never know how much to, like, laugh at, like, Japanese people having really bad fake English. Because I'm like, they're trying, but, like... Couldn't they hire someone who actually speaks? But I guess a lot of roles are like, you know, they speak like two lines and that's it. So they're not going to get someone just for that.
Actually, what's interesting is the anime Kinero Mosaic, in which they go to England.
And they do they speak English or Japanese?
They speak in textbook English.
What does that mean?
It sounds like it's read from like a textbook.
Ooh, I found it.
Will you tell Mom Amy that I'm going to the summer memory?
I don't actually know what that says because I can't hear it.
The sentence is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's just like he didn't leave enough pause in between Mom and Amy, so it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Or he should have said, Amy, will you tell Mom?
Yeah, it's also a weird sentence construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, translation is difficult.
I mean, I guess you could say that they're lost in translation, Mon.
Mon.
We're not allowed to say that without paying you copyright.
Yeah.
So. Any other miscellaneous stories to share?
So back, 8 years ago, when I was in grade 8, I guess, how grade were you guys been then? Probably 11 or 10? Mm-hmm. 10? I started watching Tamers again, and YouTube had just started becoming a thing, I guess, 2006.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I rewatched Digimon at the time, was on YouTube.
Well, yeah. And then AMVs were a thing. So I started making...
AMVs were always a thing.
Yeah,
I remember AMVs.
Yeah. But, like, it was more accessible because YouTube and stuff. So I started making AMVs with Tamers, and...
Ooh.
It was weird because you couldn't, like, I didn't own the Digimon episodes yet, so I had to, like, torrent, but you couldn't normally torrent. I mean, I legally purchased it. So I started making AMVs, and then American Idol was still a big thing, so I made this thing called Digimon Idol, and it started, like, blowing up, and I was, like, so excited, but then I fell off doing it because I was doing it while in school. But basically that introduced me to like Windows Movie Maker and stuff. And
oh god, Windows Movie Maker.
I know. And eventually that's what made me want to go into like the career I want to go into, which is like video editing. So
oh, same.
Yay for Digimon. Oh, awesome.
Well, video editing.
Yeah.
Are these videos still on YouTube?
Yeah. I think the most views one has is 29,000.
Wow. Are you Ice Queen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ice Queen 155. Yeah.
Oh my god, let's look at that.
No, yeah, they're so too. Horrible too because I couldn't spell. So like they just suck. But yeah, some of them like the music got taken away because YouTube copyright issues and after that. And yeah. It was a good
really
time.
Cool. That's really cool though. Like the most that I made at that age was like graphics or I think I was making signatures on forums was all I could do. And yeah, although Digimon did teach me HTML, because when I was in like sixth grade and on those forums, I had to make fancy HTML signatures back when you were allowed to use HTML signatures before people realized that like you could just like put like an end table tag in your signature, which would just break the entire form for everyone if you posted anything. Yeah, that technology's improved since then to make that not possible, but it was fun. And that kind of led me down programming. Like I learned HTML and that led me to like, pick up Java a couple years later, and then it led me to do programming in college and stuff. So, yeah. Did it influence anyone else to go down? Ashley, did it teach you to read?
No. I'm not creative, so I didn't do anything.
You're not... I mean, you write.
Yeah, I never wrote Digimon fanfiction, though.
Oh, you're missing out. Let's write fanfiction together, Ashley.
Oh, we should. I thought we were going to. I forgot.
Were we going to?
I what forget what it was right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember at all. Did we say it on Podigious? Like, do we have a record of it somewhere?
No, yeah, I think I should just write a sentence and send it to you and then like...
Or we could do like the sensible thing and each take a couple characters.
No, why? No.
You just want to popcorn it? All right, I'm down. No one will know that this is my sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Our writing styles are so different.
I'm going to watch all these Digimon Idol videos now.
Yeah, I've bookmarked it for me to watch after work.
That's so horrible.
It looks like a lot of people like tried to copy you.
Yeah, they did. So I was like, oh, I'm so awesome. I should continue. I didn't finish it, actually, because my computer crashed and I lost all the episodes. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing this anymore, but I wish I did, and then I just didn't. But there's an episode where it's so horrible, like, they start speaking Punjabi, or like, I don't know. Like, my friend was teaching me, like, words in Punjabi, so I was like, oh, I should use these words in Digimon Idol. Like, Rika just rant, I don't know. The storytelling is horrible, but yeah.
Oh, man, 7 years ago on YouTube, I didn't realize that, like... Wait, no, it was 7? No, it's 8 years ago.
Hmm. I think I've seen that Into Deep one before.
Which one?
I think I might have watched the Into Deep AMV before, maybe. The thumbnail just looks very familiar.
They are horrible.
Anyone buying any 15th anniversary stuff?
Well, there's a rumor for a D3.
Oh, I know! I so hope that's real!
Wasn't that... I thought that was, like, official as of a couple hours ago or something.
I don't know. I haven't seen much.
Well, hopefully my Digivice comes with the flyer for it, because I'm going to pin that up and just buy it as soon as I can.
So, well, like... Oh, sorry. Go on.
Well, pre-order is open on the 29th.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully. Except it's Bandai Premium.
So was the watch, wasn't it? The crotch? the character watch thing. Mm-hmm. That was Bandai Premium, wasn't it?
I don't know. But I'm actually kind of excited for the complete selection thing, because they actually do the same thing with the Kamen Rider series and make adult-themed toys based on Kamen Rider, but this time it's Digimon.
Whenever there's, like, news of new Digimon accessories and toys, like, I'm always like, eh, I like the anime much more than the toys or video games. But then, May, whenever I see you post pictures of your collection, I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous.
I have a big Kabuterimon plush that's arriving today. I'm really excited.
I got, the Digivolving, Growlmon to War Growlmon at a flea market a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Except it's missing the logo for Digimon Tamers. It's just ripped off.
I think the toys would be like, well, the Digivice and stuff would be funner if you had more people around to play with or battle. Mm.
Actually, you know, it'd be great if it had the production rate of like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's just so expensive now.
Yeah. It's mostly every time I look at the Digivices, I'm like, upwards of $100. No.
Yeah, I spent a really gross amount on my version 5 VPET. It's really disgusting how much I spent.
Although I just spent like hundreds of dollars on Japanese music in the Japanese iTunes store, so.
Yeah.
I guess I can't really judge.
How do you even get on the Japanese iTunes store?
So you need to, you can switch store regions and make an account, and then you can buy a gift card from Japan and use that gift card. Yeah.
The closest I can do right now is the Japanese 3DS store.
Yeah, so there's a website that, like, sells, like, they have, like, a shop in Tokyo, and they, like, have codes and sell them online. You can buy for the gift cards.
Cool. Yeah.
Conversion rate isn't great, because they need to make a profit, but it's the only way to get a lot of music legally.
Mm.
Yeah, and I have so much anime music now. It's kind of a problem. Yeah. I was really frustrated, because I was like, let me see if there are any Digimon podcasts in Japan. I couldn't find any Digimon podcasts in Japan.
There's is podcast even popular in Japan?
I don't know. I was wondering about that. I doubt it. But I mean, when I searched for Pokemon, there were a bunch of Pokemon ones. So,
well, Pokemon is still mega popular everywhere.
Yeah, so I figured podcasts are like at least slightly a thing there. Because I mean, they had like the popular Pokemon podcasts had like about as many reviews as Pokemon podcasts in the U.S. do. So I figure like it must be someone. Well, known.
There must be something at least similar to a podcast on, like, Nico Nico.
I guess. It's probably similar to how, like, in the U.S. and in English-speaking countries, there are podcasts on YouTube. So maybe they exist on both. Yeah. So, should we close it out?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
All right. It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Yay. It was horrible meeting you guys.
Oh, hey.
So great. I had nice so much meeting fun. You. I had so much fun. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, guys. Sorry if I didn't talk much. I just woke up.
It's okay.
Understand.
You sound very present.
Yay. I'm glad I gave that off that impression.
Yeah, and thank you, audience, for joining us for this special Odaiba Day special. And we hope you have a great August 1st. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But yeah, I suspect with Skype across 4 time zones that it might be a lot of lag.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems pretty good so far.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm kind
Don't
of surprised.
Jinx it, Jeffrey. Our internet is so bad.
Usually with just like Ash and Andrew on the East Coast and Ashley and I on the West Coast, it's too bad of US, but with Australia and Toronto and surprise.
Maybe they're the ones making it good.
Yeah.
No, Australia has absolutely shocking internet.
Yeah.
That's true. We have Rob Ford, so.
Yes.
That contradicts our internet. No, it makes everything so much worse.
It depends on your point of view.
At least he makes news in the US.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good thing, though.
We know who he is, sort of.
I have no idea who that is.
That's perfect.
He's a little, I don't even know how to describe him.
No one talks about him anymore.
Politician.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I haven't heard about him in a while.
He has cancer, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah. He kind of got cancer, and then everyone's like, oh, we shouldn't be making fun of him.
Shouldn't be mean to him anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What time is it for everyone right now?
6:51.
Oh, I was like, that's not right, but I forgot you're on the East Coast.
Yes, it's 4:51 for me and Andrew.
Wait, so Danielle, are you also on that, or are you an hour off from that?
No, it's 4:51.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm always confused where Toronto is.
It's in Canada.
It's close to New York, if that helps you.
Oh, because I always thought, like I know Montreal is also close to New York. I didn't realize there could be two of them. That close to New York.
There are two Canadian cities to be near New York.
Wow,
it's okay. I don't understand your East Coast, West Coast thing. Midwest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen. Like, there was one other. I listened to Orphan Black podcast last year. I saw a couple of podcasts do this where they had their roundtable at the end of the season and then, like, released it in multiple feeds. Yeah.
Do they, like, release it, like, part one? Oh, it's done. You have to check out part two now.
Well, I don't think it's going to be too long to have multiple parts.
Yeah.
But actually, I think they did. Because they can talk a lot about Orphan Black. But
I was on that show.
What was it?
I was on Orphan Black.
Like, on the show?
For 0.2 seconds.
What?
Wow, really?
What?
Which episode? I didn't rewatch it.
As a background extra, you won't see me.
That's so cool, though.
That's really cool.
You've blown Jeff's mind.
And I pass by the actress, and I'm like, I don't know this show. And then I realized after, oh, she's famous. So I
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's in that. It was in that scene where, what is it, she fell off the stage? I think season 3.
I haven't seen season 3 yet, I don't think.
I haven't seen anything. Remember.
It's a weird show because it's like set in Canada, released or made through BBC America, but the characters are from London, so they all have English accents.
That's an amazing show.
Yeah, it's really good.
I guess that does make sense. It is BBC.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it's like it's BBC America, which I think is usually things that are set in.
I'm
America,
pretty sure
Canada.
It's still owned by the BBC.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no.
I think we need more cross country shows like that.
That's true.
Cross wars.
Yeah. I guess there was like I forget the Doctor Who spinoff, which I never actually got around to watching. Torchwood had a couple seasons set in, or had a season set in America.
Really?
I forget if that happened yet or not.
Wait, wasn't it an American version?
I don't know. I forget the details. Because I heard the show originally was like good, but not that good. but like some parts were really good, and I never got around to watching it.
I heard that it was canceled.
Yeah, that too.
Mm. Oh, Beyblades.
Ah, yes. Let her rip.
Was that a slogan for Beyblades?
Yes.
Oh. They said it when they were tearing it out. They were like, oh, yes, let her rip.
It's like all I know about Beyblades.
whatever.
My dad thought it was about gas, like farting, because let her rip is like what you say when you're about to fart.
I feel like the kind of line that was written by adults to be like, I wonder if we can say this and get kids to say it. And then like...
Kids totally said it.
Oh, yes.
I'm more concerned about what parents would say if the slogan in America was go shoot.
Is that what it is? In Japan?
That's the Japanese one.
Hmm. I think they would let her rip.
Care?
Well, at least it's not the slogan for Beat 'em On.
Oh, Beat 'em On.
What's that?
It's
basically marble shooters.
They're basically it's so horrible.
What is it? Beat 'em On?
It's basically, it was what they were trying to make the next generation get into after Beyblade.
It's a different franchise that's been around forever in Japan. Originally based on Bomberman. And then it just spun off into its own thing several times.
I remember commercials for it on Cartoon Network, but I don't remember, like, watching it.
You had these toys, and they shot marbles, and then there was, like, this place and the other toy that you're supposed to shoot so that the toy stops working, I guess, or something like that.
Huh. I guess I totally missed this.
Basically, you shoot stuff.
Yeah.
I can't kids just be satisfied with Pogs like we were?
I think Pogs were too old for us. I think we, like...
Well, I had Pogs. Don't even talk.
No, I did too. But my Pogs were just inherited. Like, I just had a huge collection of Pogs. My sister, who was like, yeah, whatever. I don't get these anymore.
I didn't inherit anything.
What was the point of Pogs other than collecting them?
There was some game you could do where you could flip them. Wait, does anyone else even know what Pogs are?
It's like, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They mentioned it in The Simpsons once, I think.
That's the best way to learn about culture.
Yeah, Simpsons.
Definitely.
American culture.
Yeah. What about Metabots?
Oh, I love Metabots. That's so awesome.
I wish we got the games here.
I wish we got all of Metabots here.
The closest we're getting for a while is LBX.
I feel like Metabots was really cool because it's something that could actually happen.
What was the premise? All I remember is that I liked it. I don't remember anything robots. About it.
They robots. Made their own robots that fought.
But they had personalities, right?
Yeah.
I think there was like a game on the website, and you got to like build your own and fight against the characters. That was pretty fun.
But I think it really is more of a game series now.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, the Wikipedia section definitely has more for the games and others than the anime. Children's cartoons.
So many card games from anime that why? Just
I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh makes sense. Yu-Gi-Oh makes sense. Like.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Card game?
Oh yeah. It's a terrible card game.
I think it was Andrew telling us how terrible it was. It was the worst.
Oh my God. I got Dragon Ball Z cards for a Dragon Ball Z card game.
Oh, like they brought that back.
They did.
The same exact game.
Like in the past year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It has two sets so far.
I guess there's lots of Dragon Ball nostalgia now with Dragon Ball Super coming out.
It's out.
Oh, coming out on a weekly basis. Yeah. Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh had the best card game though, by far. Of all those.
I remember having the cards.
I still have the cards.
Everyone has the cards.
Yeah, I have the cards somewhere. Actually, did I bring them to California? Can't remember.
You have one, at least, that you use a bookmark.
Oh, yeah, I like them as bookmarks. But I only use good cards as bookmarks.
Why?
Blue-Eyes White Dragon?
No, Blue-Eyes White Dragon isn't that good, because you have to sacrifice two monsters to summon it. It's not that good. Oh, which one was Ferulimp?
Kuribo?
The little green one.
Kuribo? Kuribo was one of those things that was, like, in the TV show. It was always like, oh, it's this big dramatic moment in the card game. You're like, I would never use that. That's ridiculous. That's how most of the anime went. Like, they'd have things like Celtic Guardian or things. It's like, this is like a crappy card. Like, in the actual card game, there are just like classes of cards you never use. And they were always using the TV show. Oh, Ferulimp. Andrew. No, Mage sent a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, this one sucked. It has terrible stats. It has 1300, 1400.
It was my favorite because it was so cute. I wanted it to be my friend. Well, I thought it said friend on it, but it says feigned.
A playful little friend. That reminds me that when I, in third grade, I guess, I didn't know the word gender. And I only knew Gengar. And I was just like, why is, like, what does Gengar have to do with this? And, like, that's how I learned the word gender. I also learned how to spell character because it was, like, Charmander, but char actor.
Ow.
Yep.
None of this is about Digimon anymore. Just so you know.
That's
Digimon
true.
Have characters.
Yeah, what did Digimon teach you how to spell?
Well, by fourth grade, I knew how to spell everything, so it didn't really matter.
You were a genius by fourth grade?
Yep. It's also like...
Kate's in the middle of the game. He, like, picks up a card. He's like, yes, I'm going to draw this card and win the game now.
And then the guys point their fingers at Kaiba, like, we're going to shoot you with nothing.
I mean, but there are things that they couldn't really edit out the dub, like Kaiba threatening suicide. Like, there are lots of things they tried to be like, oh, it's like a finger pointing instead of a gun, or, like, it's a Shadow Realm instead of... Like, there's a lot of stuff, especially in the Battle City arc, that's, like, in the Japanese version is, like... Your legs are going to get chopped off with the saw that in the dub, they're like, you'll be transported to the Shadow Realm. But when it's like Kaiba threatens to commit suicide, you can't really cut that out. So I don't know. I think it was edgier, but still,
I mean,
childish and ridiculous.
Yeah.
And yet it's been running for 10 years straight.
Oh, God. Yeah. I want to watch it again.
I have a friend who's been watching.
There are like 20,000 episodes.
Let's start season 3 first, Jeffrey.
At least we're not watching Detective Conan or Doraemon or Sazae-san, because those are still running.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Doraemon has like 2,000 episodes.
Really?
Let's do it.
At least you're not watching The Simpsons.
I should know that because my office has a giant Doraemon in the lobby.
I think Jeffrey actually is watching The Simpsons.
Yeah, but not like all of them, just like new episodes. And they're not very good.
Anpanman also has like a few thousand episodes, I think.
What was that?
Anpanman. It's like about a boy who's like, his head is, he's like a superhero, but his head's made out of a red bean bun.
Anpan.
Like, yeah, Anpanman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Anpan.
Yeah. And at the end of the episode, he'll, like, take part of his face off and give it to, like, his friends and say, here, eat this. And then the start of every episode is, like, his dad's, like, making him a new head because they're bakers.
Actually, funny story about Anpanman. Like, he's always been top in, like, character polls in Japan. And he was only recently taken down by... Yokai Watch.
Hmm.
Oh, that thing. That's coming out to, like, English-speaking places, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think we're getting the first game, though.
It's kind of weird, because it seems like it's, like, going to be the next big Pokemon thing, so I don't know why they wouldn't...
Oh my god, you have no idea. You have no idea what it was like to be in Japan, and everything was Yokai Watch.
Cool.
So, do you want me to send that recording to you, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know how... Whatever's easiest for you to send it.
Oh, God. Audacity is giving me a zillion errors. Why?
Yeah, mine too. Well, it's doing the Apple spinny thingy.
What do I export this as again?
I don't know. Depends how you would set it up. Like, either M4A or AAC or MP3 or...
Jeff, I may not be able to send this to you.
Okay.
It's like... giving me... Yeah. This is not cool. stop.
Everybody's like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, mine's
it's
still
It's never
me
done this before. Is it giving you error writing autosave file?
No, it's just not. It's just doing the rainbow circle thing.
Okay, I don't know what mine is doing, but I think it's dead.
Hmm.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, look, a thing. It came off with a box.
Mine is working, but it decided to stop recording halfway through. I caught it, but yeah.
MP3 is okay, right?
Well, it's a good thing Jeff was recording.
Yeah, and I still have everything.
Jeff records everything?
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I just yeah, but that means he recorded me eating my carrots.
Wait, how do you record everyone else?
So there's a plugin for Skype that lets you record the other side, and just like, so it basically splits it out into two tracks. There's like my track, and I get a track of everyone else.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, it's
call
not,
recorder.
Yeah, call recorder. It's not so perfect, because it means that like it's nice when doing lots of editing, and like you can, when you can have a track for each person and can like adjust the volume and stuff. But I figure for this, since we have like so many people and I kind of want to get out quickly, that I was kind of just kind of not do that much editing, and have it be more free form, edit out some like pauses and awkward, just like make it flow more naturally. But I think I'm not going to like do crazy amounts of editing.